One of the races that may determine which party controls the Senate next year is in Colorado. A beer magnate and the state's attorney general are vying to replace a retiring Republican, Senator Ben Nighthorse Campbell. From Denver, NPR's Jeff Brady reports.
Pete Coors and Ken Salazar couldn't be more different. Republican Coors was born into wealth and worked in the family beer business. Democrat Salazar was born poor and spent much of his professional life in politics. Dressed in blue jeans and freshly shined cowboy boots, Salazar often begins his stump speeches the same way.
My family came in and settled the city of Santa Fe 406 years ago.
Anyone who's spent time with the candidate has heard it before. His family moved to a ranch in rural southern Colorado. They didn't have electricity until 1981. And with very little prompting, Salazar holds out his hands to show calluses from years of manual labor. His common man image, Hispanic heritage, and moderate politics appeal to many Coloradans. Salazar is one of the few Democrats in recent years to win statewide office here. Pete Coors looks every bit the chairman of a large corporation. His family's name is everywhere in Colorado. Even the Major League Baseball stadium is known as Coors Field. That name recognition, along with an aggressive campaign, has made him a contender in this race, even though he's never run for political office before. During a recent television debate, Coors touted his lack of political experience.
It's interesting that this is a big difference between me and Ken. He's a lawyer. I'm a businessman. I approach, whether it's the tax issue or whether it's insurance issues, I approach it from the standpoint of someone who's had to deal with these. I know how to balance a budget. And I know how to meet a payroll.
Coors also enjoys the support of George W. Bush and can always be found close by
really
during the president's
man.
Frequent
Great
campaign visits to Colorado.
A friend, so Colorado, please join me in welcoming the President of the United States, George W. Bush.
Ken Salazar, on the other hand, has been noticeably absent during John Kerry's visits to the state. But Salazar says don't read too much into that.
I have not avoided John Kerry, but I also have not changed my schedule when I get a call saying that he will be in town in 2 or 3 days.
Colorado College political science professor Bob Levy says it makes sense for Salazar to distance himself from Kerry in a state that skews toward the conservative end of the political spectrum.
And he will not want to be seen with John Kerry until Kerry pulls significantly ahead in both the national polls and the Colorado polls. Now, that's just smart politics. You can't fault a person for doing that.
And then there's the ads.
It's not just that Coors is one of Colorado's biggest polluters. Pete Coors cut hundreds of Colorado jobs.
Outsourced to Osama bin Laden. As Attorney General, Salazar's missed every meeting of Colorado's emergency response unit that's protecting Colorado from terrorism.
Political advertisements from both sides in the Senate race have become increasingly nasty in recent weeks. In downtown Denver, people say it's hard to miss the ads since they run so frequently. But most voters seem to be latching onto the images candidates have created for themselves. Republican Lou Ramos says he's voting for Coors.
You know, these lifetime lawyers that are currently in the Senate, I think we need folks from a business perspective.
Curtis Hammer is not registered with the party, but he plans to vote for Salazar. He says the Democrats' down-to-earth persona is one reason.
He's got deep roots here, and he comes across as very earnest and very honest.
Polls have Salazar and Coors just about even, and both are raising more money than any candidate in Colorado history. Pete Coors also showed in the primary that he's willing to dip into his personal fortune to give himself an edge, though he's not yet done that in the general election. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Denver.